This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's keep going with the economic indicators then, shall we? That first-time claims number, 406,000, as I said, the lowest since the pandemic started, and a pretty solid sign the labor market is working its way back. But, A, we are nowhere near labor market normal, and B, that first-time claims number is a look back, what already happened. And with two dozen Republican governors having said they are cutting off extra federal unemployment benefits, some as soon as next week, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino looks at the labor market yet to come.
It's not just that extra $300 a week in federal unemployment payments most of these states are ending. It's also benefits for gig workers, freelancers, and the long-term unemployed, like Marcellus Rowe in Dunwoody, Georgia, where federal benefits will end June 26th.
I will be receiving nothing, unfortunately. I have no idea how I'm going to live day by day.
Rowe lost his job at a public transportation agency last year and says he hasn't found work to match his previous pay of $16 an hour.
$10 an hour is just not going to cut it.
As economies reopen and the dangers of the virus recede, Michael Strain at the American Enterprise Institute says the additional benefits are doing more harm than good.
I see a labor market where employers clearly want to hire workers, but there are not enough workers there to be hired.
He says scaling back benefits could incentivize more people to return to work. But Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation says it's not so simple.
We want to believe that we can just turn the lights back on, but that's not really how it works.
Industries like tourism and entertainment have been slower to bounce back. And some people face health challenges or childcare issues caused by the pandemic that prevent them from finding work.
Those are the ones on the federal programs. Those people that have the greatest barriers to work.
Rising vaccination rates might make it feel like we're done with COVID, but he says COVID isn't done with the economy. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.